Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
This is Dan. As promised, Hannah Borg joins us today. Dixon County Fair is this week, and Hannah's going to tell us all about it.
Yes. Some people might be thinking, Dixon County Fair this week? What the heck? Yeah, you might be used to our fair at the end of July, but this year, our dates are changed, so July 7th through 10th this week. We know there's a lot going on, but we're really excited because we get to have the carnival, the tractor pull, demo derby, all at the same time this year, which hasn't happened for the last 2 years. So that's kind of why we have the date changes this year.
Right. I see they're actually doing pets this evening at the Haskell Ag Lab.
Yes.
It's 4-H.
Oh, yeah. The 4-H weigh-in is tonight, I think.
Yeah. And, entry day basically is tomorrow.
Yes. Yep. Everything starts moving in tomorrow. All the open class stuff gets checked in, and then we kick things off on Thursday.
Thursday is the official opening of the fair, yes.
Correct,
that's when you start charging admission, right?
Yes, and admission is $15 a day pass and $40 a season pass.
Okay. We do have some day passes we're going to give away today.
Yeah.
So keep listening later on, everybody. We'll give away some tickets.
Yeah, awesome.
All right. Yes. It says it starts with it starts at 8 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday.
Yeah, check in for all the open entries are 8 through 11, and then we judge after that. I love check in day; it's so fun to see all the entries come in and all see all their kiddos and what they've been working on and just their excitement for everything to open up on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we move into we have the free breakfast sponsored by Farmers Pride. We have the 4-H horse show starting at 8:30. The Bucky Calf show at 3 o'clock is really fun to watch. We have the open class beef show. We've got some great prizes with that at 5 o'clock. Beer garden opens at 5. And then our main event of Thursday night is our outlaw tractor pull at 7 p.m.
Okay. It all comes with your gate admission, right?
Yes. Yep. As soon as you are into the gate, you're into everything.
Okay. And why don't you mention the prices one more time?
Gate admission is $15 a day or $40 a season pass.
Okay. And the carnival opens on Thursday as well.
Yes. It is very exciting because we haven't had a carnival for 2 years.
Yeah.
So back there in the southwest corner, I think I might even have to participate this year because I've missed out on it, but obviously very excited for it.
All the kids like the carnival rides.
Yes.
And
people,
the games.
Yep. And, there's no pre-sales on the carnival tickets, so you can just get the tickets there at the carnival, when you want to get on the rides.
Okay. Go have some fun.
Yes.
All right. Let's see.
Friday.
It's a big day, of course.
Yes. The open, the 4-H beef show starts at 8. Our day pull for the modified and antique tractor pulls, which a lot of local folks participate in, starts at 11. All the small animal shows are Friday afternoon. And then we get into our grandstand event at 5:30. We have Billy J, and she's going to do comedy, which I think should be really good.
Where's she from?
I think she's from Nebraska. I should maybe know that information before I say that for sure. You kind of caught me off guard on that.
Sorry.
but we found her at the Nebraska State Fair events.
Right.
Thing.
Yeah, you go to these events to see what is available. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. So I'm always up for some good comedy. And then we kind of have a new thing that we're doing this year is we have some live music on stage. So Angie Kay comes on stage at 7:30. Angie Kay, she is a Nashville recording artist. She actually recorded a music video here in the Wayne Wakefield area last year, which was really cool, and has been to Wakefield a few times. Mm-hmm. So she's awesome. And then at 9 o'clock, we'll have Ben Grillette on stage, and he's a local band out of Sioux City, and they play country music. So while that's going on, we also have Team Sorting at 7:30 in the arena. And then also new this year, which should be fun to watch, is we have a mechanical bowl in the beer garden. So you can watch some Team Sorting, listen to music, and then get on the mechanical bowl afterwards.
Don't drink too much before you get on the bowl.
No, you need all the balance you can get.
Okay. That's Friday stuff.
Yes. Saturday, we have our pig show at 8 o'clock. Obviously, I haven't said the ag hall is open all these days. The sheep show 9:30, the goat show 10:30, cow calf show at 2 o'clock. Beer garden obviously is in there with mechanical bull. And the Wayne Troubadours are going to be in at the beer garden too. But our big event on Saturday is the demo derby at 7 o'clock, and that's put on by R&R Customs. And the biggest class has a prize package of $3,500 for the winner.
Wow.
So come watch, the guys and gals battle it out. I get a kick out of the demo derby, and it's just a fun event to watch.
Everybody likes demo derbies.
Yes. Yes. And then Sunday, our last day, we have the worship service put on by the Concord E Free Church at 8 o'clock. Come hungry because the junior leaders are putting on an omelet feed. We have the elite showmanship judging. We have the open class horse show. We have then more free food, the barbecue. So take note, generally we have the barbecue opening the fair, but this year we're closing the fair with a free barbecue.
So it's basically lunch hour on Sunday.
Yes. Yep. From 11:30 to 1:30. So Sunday, you don't have to worry about cooking at all. You can come for breakfast and come for the barbecue. And while you're there for the barbecue, bring your kiddos to the grandstands because we have the kiddie tractor pull. And last year there was, I think, 80 to 90 kids in the tractor pull. So that's a hit for sure. And then we have the style review. We have the bonus auction. So if you want to come support the kids and their livestock that they showed, come support that at 4 o'clock. And then also new this year, Sunday at 6 p.m. is barrel racing. So again, excited for that, and have something every night. And come watch the girls race their horses on Sunday.
Are you going to compete?
Fresh out of barrel horses.
Well, I was talking to someone in church yesterday. They said, you used to ride.
I do. I still ride horses. Barrel racing is not the kind of horses I ride, you'll find me watching in the grandstands there for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's our fair. A lot of planning and effort, and it takes a lot of volunteers to put it on. We start planning it the end of the last fair. And it's here. It's fair week. So very excited. I keep saying I'm excited, but hopefully everyone else is too, because we've put a lot of effort into this year's fair.
Well, you spend a good part of the year working on it ahead of time.
Yeah. And we've got lots of food vendors. You don't have to worry about cooking at all, because you can come get food anytime at the fair, and will be good food.
You want to thank anybody on the fair board who help you along throughout the year?
Yeah, it's all the fair board members. I could start naming them, but I'll just do a general shout out to everyone on the Dixon Ag Society. It takes a lot of effort, but also there's a lot of people not on the fair board that play a really important part. And then we have a lot of great sponsors. Again, we can't do it without our sponsors. Grateful for their generous donations and support. And throughout the fair, there's even more volunteers that show up, the people that take money at the gate, help, clean up trash the next morning. There's just a lot of people that play a part in it, and we're grateful for all of them. Okay. And we're grateful for the people to come. So should be a warm week. We've got lots of water to stay cool with, and lots of fun events that you can bring your family to. It's a family-friendly fair, that's for sure.
Okay, you want to pass along some contact information if somebody wants to volunteer to help with something?
Yeah, you can just come to the Dixon Fair and find one of us board members in a gray shirt. Reach out to us on Facebook, the Dixon County Fair. Send us a message on there. And then if you want any of the details that I said, of course, find us on the website at DixonCountyFair.com.
DixonCountyFair.com. Okay. You want to pass along your phone number if somebody wants to call you?
Yeah, if you have any questions, you can call me at 402-369-4342.
Okay. Go talk to Hannah.
If I don't have the answer, I'll find someone with the answer. I'm good at that.
All right. So how's things going on the farm?
Good. We were putting in posts this morning, cracked the whip before got too hot today. We have week-old baby chicks, so kind of a busy season for us for sure, but I love it and wouldn't want it any other day.
All right.
Any other way.
Okay. Is there anything anybody, as far as some of the other events, well, like the demo derby, do you need to sign up ahead of time for any of these things?
Yeah, all that information is on our Facebook page. There's a link that you can get entered in, and we also have, all the details and all the prize packages are in there, but we still have some slots open, so I think it's a little too late to start building a demo car, but if you... not sure, you know, I'm no professional demo car builder. Not sure how that works. Maybe you can put one together. But yeah, all that information's on our Facebook page. Just reach out if anyone has any questions.
Okay. Again, entry day basically is tomorrow, and the fair runs Thursday through Sunday once again. If anybody's new to the area, tell them how to get to the fairgrounds in Concord.
Yeah, in Concord. We have the Dixon Fair in Concord. Just head outside of Wayne, head north, and then when you get to the spur, take a right-hand turn. And if you're in Concord, you'll find the fair because Concord is itty-bitty, but it's a big town during the Dixon County Fair Week.
Everybody wants to go have fun at the fair, yes.
Yes. Bring your family. The fun thing is you can see across the whole fairground, so kids just run around and make friends and just a safe place. We have the petting zoo, obviously the carnival, all the exhibits to see, lots of things to do.
Yeah, Level Up doing the petting farm again,
yeah.
As usual, yes.
Yes. It's always fun to see what animals that they bring and, the kids can feed them. Little pellets and enjoy that and just see all the animals.
All right. Are you entering anything?
I am. My winter project, I crocheted a large blanket that I'm going to enter. I've never crocheted anything before. I learned how to do that a couple winters ago. So we'll see what the judge thinks of my crocheted blanket.
Okay. All right, anything else we need to mention?
No, just come on out. This week, we are just really excited. One more time, I'll just say the big events. Thursday is our Outlaw Tractor Pull. Friday is our music, Billy J Comedy, and then Angie K, Ben Grolette. Saturday is our Demo Derby. Sunday is our barrel racing. Obviously, lots of events happening in between those, but those are kind of the highlights.
All right. Well, I'll let you go. Get back. I know you're busy with lots of stuff.
Yeah, heading to the fairgrounds now to, just help get everything in place for when people start showing up throughout the week. So thank you so much.
Okay. We'll play a song from Angie K before we wrap this up here.
Awesome. Yeah, I really enjoy her. She's great.
I think this is the song she did on the video you mentioned.
Yes.
If I remember correctly.
Check it out on YouTube. You might notice some familiar faces and places from Northeast Nebraska.
All right, here she is. This is Angie K.
If you like a Bud Light over the high life, a bonfire on a summer night. If you like a dive bar band with your whiskey, raise them up if you're with me. Cause I was raised on three chords and the truth. Listening to damn good music and throwing back a few. Country is as country does. It's not a way of life, it's what you're made of. It's a deep breath, back porch sitting, taking time to talk to God and just listen. This is more than just the You're with me. Country is as country does. It's not a way of life, it's what you're made of. It's a deep breath, back forward sitting, taking time to talk to God and just listen. This is more than just the way we talk. It's giving every day everything we got, sun up to sundown. It's in our blood. Country is as country does.
That is Angie Kay. She's part of the entertainment on Friday night at this year's Dixon County Fair. Fair, again, running Thursday through Sunday in Concord. Again, thanks to Hannah Borg, our guest today on The View from Wayne America.
The View from Wayne America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne.